Blog Talk Radio.
Love and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. I am your hostess for this evening, Sandy Rogers, and I certainly appreciate you being with us tonight. So I am so excited that you chose to join in, and you know, I'm like a little kid on Tuesday. I'll be sitting and just waiting and waiting and waiting until the clock strikes 9 o'clock here on the East Coast. So let's go ahead and get this party started. And, you know, Mom and them, they always taught you there's just certain things that you must do before you invite people into your home. And so what we do here on Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show, we always make sure that we start off so that we're all centered and anchored in affirmative, something positive. And I pull from my daily inspirational message, which can be found at RevSandy.wordpress.com. And if you sign up, they will be delivered to your email every morning for you. So this particular message that I'm reading today is called The Art of Being Still. As I sat and listened intently to Sri Charles of Shantibela Holistic Healing Institute, I clearly heard his message of being still. As questions were being posed to him by the participants, his response to solving their seeming challenge was, just sit. What a powerful lesson he was given to all of us. One embedded in the core of who we are. We need not look to anyone else for the answer. This was coming from an esteemed spiritual leader. Sri Charles did not desire people to look to him for their answers. He knows the authenticity of God power working in each person's life. And so he kept directing the person back to their own spirit for their answers. He said, be still and know. How often do we ask others for the answers to our questions? When we still ourselves, our answers will come to us. Just become quiet, still yourself, ask your question, and wait for the answer. Knock on the door of opportunity, and behold, it is opened for you. Seek, and you will definitely discover that which you are looking for. There is an art in being still, to just sit. Like any other form of course material, you're required to study it. It may come very quickly for you with little to no effort on your part, or it may take lots of practice before you can fully appreciate the benefits of it. When you have truly mastered this art form, you will treasure the rewards it will bring you. This connection to your inner self is spirit, glorious Holy Spirit. Inside your inner sanctuary dwells a wellspring of knowledge and knowing. You are only required to connect to and with it. Each person is gifted with this. Each person has their own answers. Today, I practice the art of being still. I connect with the one source and receive my answers. Oh, we give thanks for that. The next thing that we do here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show, is that we invoke and we invite the spirit and the energies of our ancestors to be with us. We do that especially on Tuesday nights, but we know that that is something that we should do on a daily basis so that we get to carry the energies of our ancestors with us and it strengthen us. And so, ancestors, we appreciate you for being with us tonight. Ashe, ashe, ashe. It's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So tonight's show, A Village, will you help? Because we need you. And our special guest tonight is Nicole Brock. She's been on the show before, and she's coming back. I've invited her back because her much-anticipated teen summit called Loving Me More, I Am Oz, Overcoming Zeros, is coming up in just like a week and a half. It's going to be on June the 3rd, which is a week from this Saturday at Georgia State University. And so we're going to bring her on. She's going to give us a little bit more information. I believe we have some of the presenters as well that's going to be joining us tonight and perhaps talking a little bit about the workshops that they're planning to do. But just hang tight, and audience, you know you're always invited to join in the discussion. So all comments are welcomed and every voice will be heard, and that's with complete acceptance, and there's never any judgment here on the show. Our call-in number, once again, is 516-531-9819. You just press 1 to let me know that you want to talk live on air. So you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show, and we have such an incredible, incredible treat for you tonight. We're going to talk to you about some positive things that are going on and being made available to our children. Nicole Brock is our esteemed guest tonight, and she's going to be explaining Loving Me More and I Am Coming I Am Oz, Overcoming Zeros, the teen summit that's coming up in just about 10 days. Man, it came so quickly. It's just really, really interesting how this time is right upon us. But Nicole is ready. She's been slaying this, and she's got a fantastic team that's been making this happen. So we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll be bringing on our guest speaker for tonight, and that's Nicole Brock, the founder of Family Dynamics Foundation Incorporated. We'll be right back.
Hush, not child, and don't. Your destination, though you may find from time to time complications. Bite your lip and taste. We'll be right back. take nothing less than the suffering best. Do not obey, no mistake, for so you can pass the test. Just move on up to a greater day. With just a little faith, if you put your mind to it, you can surely do it.
That was the legendary Curtis Mayfield singing Move On Up. And just like Glinda in The Wizard of Oz said, you have always had the power. That's exactly what we're going to be telling the children on June the 3rd that attend the Loving Me More, I Am Oz, Overcoming Zeros Teen Summit.
Sandy Rogers Newsreel.
This is reported from Seven Wonders of Our World, World Watch, and it says researchers from Yale and Penn State found that the onset of certain neuropsychiatric disorders, obsessive compulsive disorder, anorexia, tic disorders, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, depression, and bipolar disorder appears to be related to childhood fascination. Absurdly, the researchers who did the study still encourage parents to adhere to the CDC's vaccination schedule. The government's own vaccine injury compensation program has paid out billions of taxpayer dollars over the last few decades to families who have been damaged by vaccines. This is something that not all of us know about. So, you know, I'm always giving you additional information. If you would like the link to check it out for yourself, shoot me an email at lifeloveandwellness@gmail.com. Just indicate that you want to get the link for the article on vaccines. But that's interesting that these researchers from Yale and Penn both found that those vaccines cause so many problems with our children. And there is money available if, in fact, that's something that you would like to go after. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being here at Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And tonight our show is It Takes a Village. We need you. Our returning guest is Nicole Brock. She's the founder of Family Dynamics Foundation, and they work with at-risk youth and their families. The organization offers teen summits, including how to prevent the potential peas, prison, prostitution, pregnancy, and peer pressure, and I Am Oz, Overcoming Zeros. And so next Saturday on June, we will be having a conference right here in Atlanta, Georgia, at Georgia State University for the Teen Summit. And so tonight it is my esteemed pleasure to bring on the founder, the creator, the organizer, Mrs. Nicole Brock. She is a notary. She's a certified personal trainer. She's a motivational speaker. She's the owner of Phoenix Total Fitness and Wellness Center. She's an author. She is an Atlanta fire chief. She's a mother, she's a grandmother, and she's a wife. So she got all those hats on, and she is always looking to serve the community, and her passion is with children. And so it is my honor to bring on my friend, Nicole, who is the brains behind this event, I Am Oz, Loving Me More, Youth Leadership and Personal Development Summit. Miss Nicole, are you with us, darling?
I am. Thank you so much, Sandy. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you for having me once again.
Oh, thank you. You know, the work that you do is so important with our young people. They face so many obstacles on all sides, you know, from what I just read with the vaccines to the food that is served, you know, the contaminated foods that are in our school systems. And so, yes, I'm always wanting to support the activities that's going to give them good food for life, good food.
Absolutely.
So thank you
Absolutely.
For doing what you do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
So let's just kind of bring everybody up to date, if you would mind, Nicole, on where we are and some of perhaps the names of some of the workshops and some of our speakers, if you have that. If not, I can pull it up right quick. And
okay.
Just explain for those that have not been on the call with you before the reason behind creating these team summits and what's your expectations of having them.
Well, thank you, Sandy, again. Our reason for creating the team summit is when you look at it, I can't watch the news a day without seeing something, someone in the community has gone gravely astray, and it's getting worse and worse. The community, our community is in dire need of our kids need mentoring. The parents also need mentoring. I think somewhere along the line, we've never caught up as a community with society. There are a lot of injustices that goes on. But if we really look at the injustices, we actually have to take responsibility ourselves to see how is it that we can make the changes. How do we take a generation and ensure that we can, once that we're at a particular age, you know, and it's time to collect Social Security, it's time to think that we're going to be left in the hands with responsible adults. Because right now these kids aren't looking like the adults that I don't see them going in the direction of the adult I want taking care of me, you know. So we have to start somewhere, you know. It's spiraling out of control. So as you say, I'm actually a captain with the fire department. I see a lot respond to various calls with young individuals, older individuals. And it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. So I started the foundation in order to do my part. It's one thing to talk about what needs to be done or hadn't been done, but I don't want to be a talker. I want to do. So I can't sit back and say what's wrong with the community, and I'm not doing my part to ensure that I see the community, do whatever it takes to see the community go in the direction that I'd like to see it go in.
And I like your choice of words as well. You're saying our and we, which includes all of us. So, you know, you're not taking sole responsibility for the actions that need to happen within our community. And we do realize that, you know, the systems may have been set up unfairly or unevenly, let's say, you know, the playing field is not level for all of us. But it's up to us as the village, and that's one of the reasons why I called it that, you know. We need you. It takes the village to raise our children. So, yes, indeed.
Absolutely.
So, you know, absolutely. Yeah.
And that's one thing I love your radio show. because it spreads the word. I love your messages that you send out on Facebook. I make sure I try to read, I don't know what it's called, repost or whatever it is on Facebook, because you always send out such strong, positive messages for the community.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Now, we have how many speakers do we have for this particular function on June the 3rd?
I believe we're up to 12, if not more, but I know last check there were 12 speakers.
Okay, okay. And do you know some of the names? And like I said, if not, I can pull up the website right quick and go on there and look.
Well, I know we got future Dr. Christy Holloway that will be there. She is a mental health professional. She owns two counseling centers here in the metro Atlanta area.
Oh, great.
So amazing, amazing sister. Dr. Joyce Moore and her husband, Dr. Billy Moore. He's pretty well renowned, Dr. Billy Moore. He is a producer and also an author. His wife is a children's writer, so amazing. We also have Reverend Linda Boyd, Dr. Regina Vincent Williams. Can't forget her. She is doing a lot to spearhead this, as well as the great Honorable Sandy Rogers, who will also be in attendance. And we have Mr. William Safir. We have, Kara Seaver. She will be also presenting. We have Kristen Munson, who will be presenting as well. And we also have a Christian Kimbrough. So we have a lot of Chris's. So
yes,
I think I'm sure I'm missing somebody. I know I'm missing somebody. Guys, forgive me. I apologize. But I'm just thinking off the cuff of my head who's going to be there.
Well, you did pretty good. You did very well.
Oh, thank you.
We've got Gladys Agwe. I believe
that's
her last name.
Right.
And so some of the topics, and I'm pulling this up straight from the website, and you can go on and check for yourself. It's www.lovingmemore.org. And so some of the topics that are going to be shared with the children on this day is mind viruses, gain consciousness, ignite the power within, design your dream life. A parent session is going to be the new map in you. Gain consequences is also going to be discussed with the parents. Change the way you think is with the children. Beauty and the beastly bully. Becoming a model. Healthy self-esteem. Ignite the power within. And then we have you can, if you want to, finding your passion. Why should I love me? From poverty to prosperity, financial planning. And so there is just so many different subjects that these children would be exposed to, and that's the way that it's been set up. And the venue is just absolutely amazing. That Georgia State is perfect, just absolutely.
It is. Yeah, that came as a blessing. I was actually looking to do another venue, and it was astronomical, the price. And the gentleman referred Georgia State. And once you and I walked in the other day, I had no idea. I should have known it's Georgia State, but it's absolutely immaculate. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I think it's great for the minds. It has
huge,
I think it should have a huge impact on them. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I agree. So, listeners, what we are one of the main goals for tonight, and as we get closer, is spreading the word to the community for parents and children alike, ages 11 to 19 years of age, is the age group that we're focusing. And you heard some of the topics of the workshop that's going to be held for the children. And so we're wanting to make sure that we get the word out to as many as possible. The cost is only $5. If a child cannot or a family cannot afford or having issues with the $5, we're asking that they simply write us an essay explaining why they need help or the scholarship for the $5 fee, and they will be granted with a scholarship, and so there's no cost on them. And so we do have, I believe, 25 scholarships that are available, and that's thanks to the wonderful board of Family Dynamics for offering that up.
And thank so again, you. Absolutely.
You can find that. Yes. So at the website, lovingmemore.org, you can go on and look at the schedule, get the volunteer opportunities. You can support the event. We always can use monetary donations to Nicole, watch your background noise, please.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Yep, absolutely.
I got you.
No,
I'm
so sorry.
You know, you guys have got to understand, she is a multitasker with, you know, so getting her to sit still and just do this one thing is probably going to just, like, really drive her crazy. So, but I love to see her in action. She's just, like, doing everything at once, and she keeps up with everything. So that really fascinates me. And so, yeah. We need still those individuals that would like to come out and volunteer with helping to move the children from the first to the second floor to the different classrooms. Again, this is amazing. And you can come into town if you live close to Atlanta and share in the day's activities with us. If you want to volunteer, you can also check the website, lovingmemore.org, for any type of opportunity or to sign up as a volunteer. Is that correct, Nicole?
That's affirmative. Absolutely. You can go right straight to the website, and there is a button you can click on to volunteer. There's also a button to donate. We love to have people come in, volunteer. I'm telling you, this is an event that you don't want to miss for the young, for the old, for the in-between. It's the entire event is to better the community. So even if you just volunteer just to come in and grab some food and listen to the lunchtime lecture, I guarantee you will be absolutely amazed and surprised.
Yes, yes. So the doors are going to open up at 7:30 in the morning. That's on June the 3rd. It's a week from this Saturday. Like I said, it's about 10 or 11 days away. It's going to be in the Student Center East, and it's at 55 Gilmer. G-I-L-M-E-R, I believe, is the way the street name is spelled. But it's very, very easy to get to. It's on the corner of Piedmont and Gilmer, and it sits right there. It is a beautiful, beautiful facility. It's called the Student Center East, and that's Georgia State University. And it's accessible by the bus. It's conveniently located. Again, it's a state-of-the-art facility. So if you want to contact the organization in any kind of way regarding the summit, you can do that by sending an email to lovingmemore2017@gmail.com. There's a Loving Me More Summit on Facebook, and you'll see the different posters. But if you check the website, that's going to give you as much information as you would need. It gives you the registration, volunteer. There's a button for you to donate. The doors, again, are open at 7:30. There's going to be a light breakfast from 7:30 to 8:45. And then, you guys, we're going to be doing urban line dancing. Yay, by Joy Jameson. from 8:45 to 9:20. So we'll get everybody up and get the blood circulating and groove into that. So it's going to be an awesome, awesome day. The first round of workshops are 9:30 to 10:20, and then 10:30 to 11:20. And like Nicole was just saying, the lunch is going to be from 11:30 to 1. So you're welcome to come in and do that. Then we go into our afternoon round from 1 to 1:50 and then 2 to 2:50. And then we do a group Q&A from 3 to 3:30, and we'll be wrapping it up from 3:30 to 4. Okay, Nicole.
Yes, ma'am.
How you feeling?
I am feeling great. I'm excited. I'm really excited for Saturday, for next Saturday. I'm looking forward to it. Long anticipated, long awaited. We've got people signing up. So people, get your, it's only a few seats. It's a limited thing. So come in, get your sign up as soon as you can, because we're going to run out of room. But I hate for you all to miss it. You got, and here's my thing too, Sandy. You know, I look at, and I always tell people too, if you have young kids, you want to be a part of this, because at some point these young kids are going to be dating the rest of these kids out here. And you want to make sure that your kids have a good foundation, you know. So you want to do what you can to get your kids into this, in these programs, and get them on the right track so that when they grow up, they'll have a viable candidate to choose from.
Exactly. You're mm-hmm. more than right, you know, because we're always trusting somebody else to do what needs to be done. And again, I go back to your pronouns, you know, our and we. Those are the words that we need to focus
on. That's right.
You know, it's these are our children, you know, and we're all in this thing together, because it's not just, you know, somebody else's responsibility to take care of things. So, you know, we kind of see what's going on, you know, right now. So it's very, very important that we provide our children with the best possible learning opportunities, extracurricular activities. And you've been doing this for how long, Nicole, with your organization, Family Dynamics Foundation?
Since 2010.
Wow.
We started
that's
2010.
Awesome.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. And I know you've impacted a lot of children's lives, because, you know, you're impacting the whole community with all the work that you do.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And that has a big part of it, responding to calls, seeing a lot of people. I remember one of my first calls on the fire department was a young kid who was shot in the head, sitting in the apartment with his parents. He was probably no more than, I can't remember, 3, I believe he was. No more than 3. But
wow.
He was shot in the head. And the mom and the grandmother were sitting on the couch watching TV. And they heard the gun go off, but they had no idea that the young gentleman in the next apartment had just gotten out of jail and was playing with a gun. And not a young guy, not a young
oh,
guy.
Man.
Was old enough to know better. Yeah, old enough to know better. So the next thing they know, they look down at the little boy, and he just slumps over. And that's when they realize he had been shot. So they the call come out to our fire station to respond to this particular apartment. And as we are letting the door up to respond to the call, this car flies up in our driveway, and we're like, get out of the way, we got a call. And next thing I know, these two ladies jump out of the car, and this lady just, the mom just throws this little boy in my arms. I was brand new on the job. So that was like, so immediately, you know, you go to action. So that was one of my first things, and it just so happened probably a couple of years later, I'm walking through another apartment complex, and I hear off to my side, there she goes, and I look over, and it's that little boy. It was that little boy. So, yeah, it feels good when you have good days like that. You know, I've had many calls, and it turned out so positive.
And, you know, I wouldn't necessarily, I don't know about anybody else that's listening tonight, but I wouldn't necessarily think about situations like that where that would be something that the fire department would respond to. You know, to me that would be more, you know, like the police would handle it. But I get it, though. So you are exposed to all the workings in the community.
Yeah, we're trained to EMT and paramedic level. So I'm also a paramedic as well. I've been a paramedic for over 10 years now, about 13 years.
Wow. Yeah, I know you've seen a lot.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and you're right in the city, right?
Yes, ma'am. I work for
the
city
of Atlanta. Right in the heart of Atlanta. Yeah.
That's right. Right there in the Pittsburgh. Right now I'm stationed at Station 20, and that is right there off of Metropolitan down the street from Atlanta Area Tech.
Oh, I know where that is. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Mhm.
Yeah. Okay, Ms. Nicole, we're going to take us a quick break, and I'm on a roll right now with Mr. Curtis Mayfield. You know, he wrote with such consciousness about the state of our community. So I want to play. This is one of my favorites by him, and I believe it was on his last album or his last CD. Before he transitioned out of here. But I just want you guys to take a listen to this, and we'll be right back to Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show, but we're going to take a quick musical break. We'll be right back.
Darkness no longer, a child is born. Mothers shed tears of joy as baby catches his lungs. But daddy's not there where he ought to be. Somewhere in Georgia, skinning and shooting craps on his knees. Another victim born out here in the hood. And based on statistics, it really ain't all good. Welfare takes the path, and daddy can't find. And it can't be seen, the family becomes a crime. The hunt is on, and brother, you're the prey. Serving time in jail, it just ain't the way. I'm living so hard, babe, that my hair's gray. We got to make a change, it's a brand new day. And it's on the way. We just marched 1,000,000+ the other day. Look, we all witnessed the sweat rolling down Miss Liberty's hand. She knows the sleeping giant is no longer sleeping dead. Oh, what a fulfillment of prophecy. Let us teach the children freedom's never been free. It's okay to cry. Go ahead and cry, 'cause tears is wet, but hope and faith be kept. It's a new day. No need to fear, 'cause people, the answer to your prayers are here. Sister Mary, don't you weep. Tell mother not to moan. We need the love, and daddy's coming home. There's no need to worry. The time to take a plan. Mother Earth's given birth to a brand new man. Sister, I know you've misunderstood. But hold on to your man, cause the future looks good. It's a new day.
A new world order. A brand new day.
It's a new
a change of mind for the human race.
It's
a new world order.
Beware of the lies and false prophecy. We are many with the eyes, but don't all really see. You must be merciful, my friend, to obtain the same. So if you break the chains, don't pass the blame. We should say unto all, and I'll say it again, it's not just to win. Shake a hand, make a friend. We who are pure at heart somehow might see there's still light in the world. Come rejoice with me. It's a new day.
A new world order. A brand new day. It's a change of mind.
Again, that's Curtis Mayfield with New World Order. He says we got to teach the children that freedom ain't never been free. That's what Nicole Brock, the founder of Family Dynamic Foundation, that's the work that she does. She is out here beating the streets of Atlanta, helping save lives, helping the community to flourish. And behind the scenes, in addition to all of everything that she does with being a motivational speaker and a personal trainer and just so many titles, but I believe that her most important passion is working with at-risk youth and their families. And she does it so effortlessly with so much love and so much passion for individuals, and it's really plain to see why she would create these programs called Loving Me More, How to Prevent the Potential P's, Prison, Prostitution, Pregnancy, and Peer Pressure. And when you think about it, that's all the things that possibly you and I had to face growing up, but I don't remember anyone coming to the rescue to say, okay, look, I realize, I see it, you know, the elders I'm talking about in the community, I see what it is that you're facing, let me help out. But this is what Nicole and Family Dynamic Foundation, they're saying, we see it, and we have a program that's going to deal with these issues that you're facing. Our children are under so much pressure and so much drama and trauma in their lives. And so it is such a joy and an honor for me to have the privilege of working with Nicole and Family Dynamics as we head into this June the 3rd event at Georgia State University right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Again, let me give you a couple of contact points. So the website that you can go on and fill out the information to volunteer, to serve as a volunteer or make a donation or any other information you want about the lineup is at lovingmemore.org. If you wish to send an email to someone at the organization in regards to anything that's going on that you've heard here on the program or something that comes up, shoot them an email at lovingmemore2017@gmail.com. And again, we're on Facebook, Loving Me More Summit. That's the website, thelovingmemore.org, and the email, lovingmemore2017@gmail.com. And again, Nicole, I know that you've written the books, and this particular program is built upon the Wizard of Oz because you see so much similarity, is it? You know, like in Glenda saying, you have always had the power, you know, and relaying that message to our children.
Yes, ma'am. That is, I was asked to do a step back with my daughter a few years ago, and it's always been one of the things that we've watched together with The Wizard of Oz. But her teacher had given her a project to do something thoughtful, insightful regarding The Wizard of Oz. So one of the things that I looked at, I'm like, you know what, if you actually really pay attention to the story, to me it's about goal setting. It's all about how to set goals. So one of the things I looked at was she met Glinda the Good Witch, who acted as a spirit guide. Then she met Scarecrow the Brain. She met the Tin Man who needed a heart. And then she met the Lion who needed courage, which to me are all the things that you need to set a goal. You need a heart. I'm sorry, you need brains to think it through. You need a heart to have passion for whatever it is that you want to do. And you also have to have courage to overcome the obstacles, because you will encounter obstacles. I mean, it's inevitable. And what you'd have to have in doing so is the courage to be able to say, no, I'm not going to do drugs. No, I'm not going to skip school. No, I'm not going to. So it's when, in face of adversity, how do you have the courage? So in the book, I talk about having the courage to continue on, do the right thing, make the right choices. And above all else, the first person, I don't believe that it was ironic that the first person she encountered was Glinda the Good Witch. But she did that by killing the Wicked Witch. It all started off because she killed the Wicked Witch. So she took out something evil, you know, and she encountered Glinda the Good Witch, who gave her good lessons of life and good advice throughout her time through the movie. So that's kind of how I liken the story of The Wizard of Oz to setting goals.
That's interesting that you would get that. But, you know, there's always so much in the movies if when we look with a discerning eye at what we're sharing, you know, what we're looking at, and be able to sit and have that conversation with our children. It's very important to me to be able to teach children to look at movies with that discernment, because there's always a message in it. And I believe that children get to learn when they're not just looking with an idle mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I'm just doing this because I don't have anything else to do. But if you're looking at it to get a message out of it, and goal setting, you're absolutely right. That is what The Wizard of Oz was about. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
And
Yeah.
And so you use it. So tell us about your team at Family Dynamics, the ones that are the energy behind what you're doing with that organization.
Well, first off, I've got to give my mom so much credit and props, because she keeps me motivated and moving throughout the entire process. That's Dr. Regina Vincent Williams. She's the executive director of Family Dynamics. She coordinates a lot of the stuff, the programs that we put on, trying to put together a program called TRACS, which is we spoke about the last time, Teens Reaching to Achieve the Core Knowledge for Success. I'm still trudging away, getting that involved. We're running into some obstacles, but that's just what it's all about. You know, you're going to run into that. So I anticipate, I look forward to it, and it's just going to make the victory that much sweeter. But we are looking to do the program for our teens, getting the, because I don't want to just hold the program and not have some type of a follow-up. I want to be able to put these kids, they're coming because there's a need. There's a need for the parents. There is a need for the kids. And so I think it would be irresponsible to put on this program and not give them the opportunity to reach out to organizations out there that can facilitate the needs of these families. And so that's Dr.
Regina
Williams.
That's wonderful.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah. So they're not.
And I also have to give you help. Ma'am?
No, I'm saying, so the children are not just coming to a one-day event. This is like the beginning. Or if the children so choose to have a mentor by one of the presenters that's going to be there, right?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. This is an opportunity for them.
Yeah,
ma'am.
Yeah. You know, all for $5. Now, you know, they're going to eat.
All
they're
for
$5. Exposed. Yeah, right?
That's
right. They're being exposed to all of these experts. It's incredible.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
So, and I see we have a couple of our presenters that's listening in. So if any of you guys want to join in the conversation, feel free. For those that are already on the call, you just hit one. Let me know you want to talk live on air. And for those of you that may be on the computers or listening on iPads or something like that, our number here is 516-531-9819. Hit one. Let me know that you want to talk live on air. And again, I know that you have so many. We have 12, Nicole is saying, confirmed speakers so far, and I could go over again and read some of those titles of some of the workshops that we have. We have several men that are going to be involved, and of course, I think we've got several age brackets too on the women presenters. And again, you know, we're talking about being in love with yourself and financial literacy, and it's inspirational, and we have mentors. Just so many people that are so anxious and so lovingly providing their time and their expertise to help our children. And so we have Mr. William Saphir on the line with us. He's one of our workshop leaders. William, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I wanted to just make sure that whoever's listening tonight understand how important this type of activity is. You know, the children, all of them, they are our future, and we have an opportunity at an event like this to actually pour into them. You know, our whatever knowledge, experience, direction, and guidance that we have, this is a perfect opportunity to expose them to parts of life that they may not have been exposed to before, to share with them insights that they may not have thought of before. Or been open to before, to give them some hope, to give them inspiration, to motivate them, to encourage them, and just to listen to them. You know, we will be speaking, but as I speak in particular, I want to hear, I want the children to interact. I want them to respond. I want to hear from them, you know, what it is they see in the future of America. The future of the world, you know, the future of humanity, and then have this conversation with them, and see just how we as adults, especially the elders, and I'm one of those, you know, to help give them what they need in terms of support, and it's so important, man. That's the thing I want to underline, how important this thing is, and it's a big opportunity for those who are listening. To make sure that if they know of any children, I don't know what they hold, what the youngest and the oldest, and in terms of ages, you may have mentioned that already. I might have missed that, but if you, whoever is listening, if you know of some children, you get them there. It's a beautiful facility. We went by the other day, and. It's very safe. It's very secure, and it's just an opportunity for them to maybe help them in this time of their life when they're trying to make a decision. You know, these young adults, these adolescents, these teenagers, it's an opportunity for them to maybe make a decision that they've been either putting off or maybe not even considering. To really do something with their life, and Nicole, what is the age frame that we're looking at? The
We're actually looking at sixth grade. Not really the not so much as the age, although it's about 11, 12 to college. Well, so, you know, adulthood. It's actually as young as sixth graders own up.
Yes.
Because we're also incorporating parents in this as well.
Yes.
And, William, you bring a good point, too, when you say that we want to listen. We want the children to be actively involved in the discussion. And that's so important because our children have such a keen eye on what's going on. And so many times we miss it by not listening or not asking the question, you know. Like, so what do you think about what's going on? And so, yes, that is a very key element to what we'll be doing on June the 3rd.
And they're ready. They are ready. Sandy, I can remember when we were kids, you know, and around that same in that same age group, we took on responsibility for the whole ghetto that we lived in. So,
we never know
what's in a child's mind. You know, we never know what's in a child's mind until we engage them. So this is a
big
opportunity for the adults in our community, and again, especially the elders, those of who've been around for a while, to make ourselves available to help create a future for ourselves.
Absolutely.
And for those of you that are not directly in Atlanta, if you would like to be a part, you can always donate to the cause. There's never a donation that is too small, and we are looking to serve at least 200 children and their parents. And so food, snacks are going to be served to the participants. And so that cost. And so if you would like to be a part and you're not here, please go on the website. That's www.lovingmemore.org and make a donation to the event. It is about helping and encouraging and supporting and inspiring our children. And this I Am Oz, Overcoming Zeros, that's so important. Because, you know, our children hear that a lot. You know, you're never going to amount to anything. You won't get past this or you won't get past that. And so there are very few cases where children get positive reinforcement. And that's what this is about, loving me more. How do I do that? What does that even look like? Nobody talks to me in this kind of language. And so that's the importance of this teen summit, this youth event, is to give the children the tools that they need to follow their yellow brick road to success.
Hey, Sandy, if I may, let me put a plug in for my workshop.
Sure.
Okay.
Definitely.
I'm going to give... I'm 69, just turned 69 a couple of weeks ago. And my intent is to give these young minds the benefit of my 69 years of life. And that hour and a half time that I'll be with them by sharing with them how to get the most out of their day, how to get the maximum out of each day of their life. If anything, I've learned over the years, I've condensed it into some mental, some spiritual, some physical exercises that I take myself through each day, working on my mindset, working on my mental sharpness, working on getting my spirit fully charged for the day. Making sure that I'm have the proper rest, plenty of water, clean water, stay healthy, the best food that I can find, and the best environment that I can create for myself. I have a routine, a process that I go through, and I'm going to share that with them so that they can see that the possibilities for them in their life are unlimited. And once they learn to create the environment for themselves that will unleash or release the virtually infinite possibilities that's in them and around them, and see that nothing can hold them back. Possibilities are unlimited for them to do what they want to do with their life, to create what they want to create with their life, if they follow a procedure of knowing how to max out their time, where they can get the most out of each day. And if you make a habit of doing that, getting the maximum out of each day, and those days start to add up, your life could go just about anywhere you want to take it. And that's what I'm going to share with those young minds.
Oh, that is amazing. Me too. I love that. I love it. And you know what? And I think that speaks to the whole, if you knew better, you do better. So a lot of times,
right,
I think it just boils down to the not knowing. Just, you know, you don't have the knowledge. If you don't have the knowledge, then you don't, you know, how do you know what is better? And I see it a lot in the communities that I'm in, because it's cycle after cycle, generation after generation of, you know, seeing the same thing, and it's not the right thing. You know, it's just life, and that's what they know. So I had to tell my firefighters a lot of times, you know, hey, it's the difference between knowing and not knowing. You know, it's, you grew up differently, you saw a different life, but that doesn't mean that people aren't capable of making the change. They just need to know what changes to make.
And Nicole, you are a perfect example of just what I'm talking about, because you use your time very efficiently. I've seen you over in your restaurant, how you're taking care of your customers as they come in. At the same time, you're talking to people that may be sitting down, and two or three people it may be that you're taking care of business with while you take care of your customers. And it's amazing just to watch you in action, and then the program that you have coming up. You know, so you're constantly taking care of your family, you're taking care of the community, you're taking care of plenty of business. So you're a perfect example of somebody being able to max out their time. So again, I just wanted to point that out. We're not talking about just some empty ideas that we'll be sharing with these kids. We're talking about showing them role models of people that are just like them.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you want to get your kids out there. I mean, you don't
absolutely
miss this opportunity. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have so many good speakers like that. I am looking forward. I wish I could sit in every room and listen to all of you guys. I already see that when these kids walk away, when these parents walk away, there's going to be such an insight made just from this seminar alone. And then the fact that they will have the opportunity to continue in their work, you know, to move on to bigger, better things. And that they got somebody there with them. They're not doing it alone. You know, they're not going at it by themselves. They have plenty of resources.
Yeah, so our goal tonight is to make sure that we get the word out into the community. So if you know people in Atlanta, if you know people in Cobb County, Marietta, Clayton County, Riverdale, wherever, as long as they're commutable into Atlanta, let the community know about what this event is. It's a mentoring, inspirational, just uplifting type of summit for our youth, sixth grade and up, and also for the parents. So the parents have specific subjects that will be geared toward them so that they come out as empowered as their children, and putting some of the new skills that the children will be learning into practice after this event. And again, some of the speakers or the speakers have also agreed to be mentors to the young people. So it's a win-win for everybody. Again, it's June the 3rd. Doors are going to open at 7:30 in the morning. It's going to be ending at 3:30 in the evening. It's at Georgia State University and the Student Center East. We'll be talking about healthy relationships, financial planning, game consequences, just so many topics again. So the website is www.lovingmemore.org. The email is lovingmemore2017@gmail.com. It's on Facebook on Loving Me More Summit. The schedule, again, is 7:30 to 8:45. It's breakfast and registration, light breakfast and registration. And then all the different speakers, they'll start at 9:30 in the morning, and the last session ends at 2:50. And we have From Poverty to Prosperity. You can, if you want to, Finding Your Passion, Mind Viruses, Gang Consequences, Ignite the Power Within, Design Your Dream Life, and so many more. And these individuals are all experts in their own field. So, Ms. Nicole?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Anything would you like to add to the audience as they're listening, or audience again, if anyone has any comments, questions, or if there's something that has not been fully explained to your satisfaction, just hit 1 on your dial or give us a call at 516-531-9819 and then hit 1 and share your thoughts with us. You know, congratulations, or if you want to just give us some good energy, we'll take that. We'll take it all.
Absolutely, we'll take it all. Absolutely, we sure will. We sure will. No, I didn't really have anything. I mean, as far as I really am, I'm looking forward to next Saturday. We really could use more volunteers. We're not getting any people doing, you know, volunteering, but I'm hoping that we can never have too many volunteers with the number of people that we have slated to attend. So I'm really, really hoping that we can get some more volunteers. So even those of you who don't live in the city of Atlanta, but you know some people in Atlanta, tell them, get down here, be a part, come join us, because we are really, really looking forward to this thing being a positive program for families in general.
Yes, yes. And so I got a couple of volunteers coming in from rural Georgia, from Winder. And so I got confirmation on them today. So
we are
getting people. Yeah, I know,
good.
Right?
Good, good. Yeah.
So we've got another caller, 440-476. Give us your name and your contribution to the conversation, please.
Hi, my name is Mabel Greer. Sandy, I met you at the Time Joyner Family Reunion a couple of years ago, so I've been listening to your show. And so I'm so glad that I listened in tonight. So thank you. The caption of the show, that it takes a village, captured my attention because I wrote a book, The World is a Classroom, We Are All Teachers, and I've been using that book to present teacher seminars, parent seminars, and even student seminars. So I was in Atlanta last week, and I was in Winder, Georgia. You mentioned that, for a family reunion. So I am actually, after listening to you all, I sent an email already, but I would like to get involved because this summer I'm doing workshops in I'm from the greater Cleveland area. And math is my specialty, and I teach math. I, you know, work with students and get them prepared for college. So I would like to be a part of the event that you all have going on, because I don't do anything without getting involved with the parents. Unless we have the parents involved, we're not going to have any traction whatsoever. So I know that you're on the right track. Listening to your story, Nicole, is phenomenal. And I definitely like to be a part of the what's going on. So I'm going to try to get there on June 3rd. I don't know if you have tables available for books or whatever, but and even to work beyond that, because it's so important with the education of our children. We can't do anything unless we work with the academics and the non-academics. So the parents handle all the non-academics, and they make sure the academics get taken care of. So I'm with you all, and I definitely, had I known, I would have, tried to redirect some things, but I'll try to definitely be there.
Oh, I tell you. I'm sorry, Ms. Sandy. Thank you so much. I can't thank you enough. That means so much to hear you come on and give us your time. And I look forward to working with you even past Loving Me More. That is amazing. That is amazing.
Oh, my God.
Sandy,
okay.
You did it again.
But look at the synchronicity of that, though. She was just in Winder, and my volunteers that I talked with earlier are coming in Winder. And when was that, Mabel? That was like 3 years ago at the Tom Joyner
at the
dinner. Was it three?
It was 2 years, because I didn't go last year. I met you the first year I went. Maybe, you know what, it could have been 3 years ago, because the first year that I went, I didn't present. I was not didn't have a booth. So I still have your information, like listen to your show, get your information. And when I saw them today, I almost fell off of my chair, and I thought, it takes a village, because in my book I say that it takes a village, but now it's so crazy that it takes a network. You know, it takes a village
like
to
that.
Help with the non-academics, and then with the academics, parents have to be in tune. And I educate parents on how they need to stay in tune to what's going on in school and the academics to make sure their kids get through college, because I help students through college. So for preschool to college.
Oh, wow, that is amazing.
Oh my gosh. I have students who contact me like, Mrs. Greer, could you tell me what class I should take? What should I do here? What should I? And I still, when they send me an email or text message, I respond, because they're productive citizens, and I'm like, I'm making sure, like you said, you don't know if you want some of these kids, are they going to be able to take care of us? I don't know. So
that's right.
But we only going to know if we do our part. That's the only way we're going to even, I mean, and not that we'll know, but at least we did our part to give it, give in, to give it a try. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
I mean, now it's so very important, and after being in the schools now, it's so important for people to really understand. When I get parent seminars now, I let them know the way school used to be is not the same anymore. You have to be there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You have to
Absolutely.
Be there. There's no other way. So I am so looking forward. I'm going to try to make every effort possible to be there. I sent the email off, so whoever gets it, respond back to me, but this is outstanding.
Oh, you're outstanding. Thank you, Mabel.
Okay,
absolutely,
no problem.
Isn't she? Oh, my God, what a blessing.
Problem.
Oh,
yeah.
What a
girl.
The universe is powerful. It's very powerful.
So,
wow.
When you mentioned Winder, I thought to myself, I almost fell out, because I'm not in Georgia a lot, but the family reunion was at a park in Winder, and I had never been in that part of Georgia before. So this is a definite divine appointment.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
That's what I was thinking. Exactly what I was thinking.
It amazes me. It just simply amazes me. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, look forward to meeting you both again, seeing you again, Sandy, and meeting you, Nicole.
Yes, yes,
absolutely, okay. Mabel. I'm looking forward to it as well.
Okay. All right. Take care, ladies.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So again, everybody, we're talking with Nicole Brock, who is the founder and creator of Family Dynamics Foundation. She has been presenting workshops for teens and their parents, at-risk youth and their families since 2010. This particular event that she's created is called Loving Me More, I Am Oz, Overcoming Zeros. And it's going to be held right here in Atlanta, Georgia, next Saturday, June the 3rd. The doors are going to open at 7:30 in the morning. We'll have activities. There'll be dancing to get everybody movement and the blood rushing through the body. And then we'll break off into various workshops, and we'll have specialized sessions for the parents. It's only a $5 charge for any individual to come in. If that creates a problem, there are scholarships that are available. We're just asking that the student or students write us a very short essay as to why they want to come. It could be as simple as, I don't have $5 and I want to come. That's simple enough for us. And you will submit that to us. Again, the email address, like Mabel just did, if you need to contact anyone at the Teen Summit, the organization, you would just send an email to lovingmemore2017@gmail.com. You can go online. You can see the different topics of the workshops. You can see the speakers that's going to be presenting them, what's all going to be covered, and that's at www.lovingmemore.org. We're on Facebook, Loving Me More Summit, and I think that covers just about everything. Just in recapping what's going to be happening on June the 3rd, we just got another volunteer, Ms. Mabel Greer, all the way from up north, and I met her personally down in Florida about 3 years ago. You never know how things are going to work out and how these relationships, when you build relationships, and I believe that's what William was referring to earlier, it's a difference between meeting somebody and building a relationship with somebody. When you build a relationship, that's everlasting. When you just encounter somebody, that could be very short-term or temporary. So, and Nicole, my girl now, she builds relationships. And there's no way around it with her because she gets into it. Her heart and her passion is people. What she's doing with the Family Dynamics Foundation is she gets the whole family involved, the children and the parents. And so, again, it's my honor to know Nicole and to be working with her on this particular project. We got about 10 minutes left, so I'm going to back off the mic for a little bit and let Nicole and William, if they want to say anything else about the summit to the audience. And again, audience, we have about 10 minutes left. If you want to make any type of comment or ask any question, now would be the time. Push 1 on your dial. If you're on an iPad, laptop, or any other type of device, you can give us a call at 516-531-9819 and let us hear your voice live on air. And with that, again, I'm going to pass the baton over to William and to Nicole.
You know, Mabel said something that really got me, and you caught it, Sandy, the whole big possibility of actually establishing relationships, you know, at this event. Well, Sandy, you and I, we have people that we established relationships with, oh, God, over 50 years ago. And because we committed ourselves to some passionate activity and work that resonated with some other people, you know, all this time, over 50 years later, we still have solid relationships and we still stay in contact with each other, try to motivate and inspire each other, be there to support each other. So the relationships that can be established for your children, for the parents this weekend, there's no telling where those relationships might take them for the rest of their life. And it might be the spark they need to help drive them, to help give them some inspiration, some hope, somebody to contact, somebody to lean on, somebody to look up to, somebody to mentor them or to coach them, or just to be their cheerleader, you know, as they face the challenges in life. So it's so much. So many possibilities can come out of this single event. And then there's the follow-up.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you, especially nowadays in social media. With social media, it's so easy. It's much easier now to keep in touch with folks that you meet, that you encounter, being a part of this. And, you know, because what Mabel said earlier about, you know, she met Miss Sandy 3 years ago, but she's able to keep up with her through her social, you know, through the social media portion, and she listens to a radio show, so she's got that interaction. And so that's one of the things I said with this program. Now these kids will have the contact. They will be able to build their relationships. Like, this is their opportunity, because my thing is, you can't build something you don't have. You got to start a foundation, and this, the Loving Me More, is the foundation to these children, these families, with these adults, with these resources, with these organizations. So this is the foundation, and it's a good foundation. You know that you build it on a good foundation, you're going to have a nice, strong house.
Exactly. Exactly.
And the fact is, the focus of family is huge. Again, as Mabel said, you know, if you just deal with the children and don't engage the parents, you're fighting an uphill battle. But if you do both, and because it's the home environment that makes us or breaks us, time and time and time again. You know, so if a person wants to continually improve their quality of life, that home environment has to provide the support for that. So by working with both the youth and the parents, then you really increase your chances tremendously to continually get better and better and better and better as time goes on. So
indeed,
that's another huge
indeed.
Part. Huge part of the way the program
is. You can't do it without the parents.
Exactly.
It's completely futile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. That was one of the things we looked at.
And
family
dynamics.
Go ahead, Miss Sandy.
And they deserve access to it as well. You know what I'm saying?
They sure do. I mean, because that's what they see.
I'm so excited. Come on, June.
I am too. I'm really looking forward to it. We got so many positive people that's going to be a part of it. It's almost like a no brainer. Like, there's nothing better. This is amazing.
Yes.
So again, shoot us an email at lovingmemore2017@gmail.com. Check the website out, lovingmemore.org. And on that website, you will see the calendar, you'll see the lineup, you'll see the location. It's at Georgia State University at the Student Center East. There's a map so that you don't get lost. You'll know exactly where to go. The doors are open at 7:30, and there'll be a light breakfast and registration. And then we'll go into urban line dancing. I'm really looking forward to that. And Joy Jameson will be leading that activity with all of us, the adults and the children. And we go right into our sessions from 9:30 to 10:20. So they're like 50-minute sessions. And, again, some of the topics are healthy self-esteem, design your dream life, ignite the power within, mind viruses, gain consequences. Let's see, the new map in you, that's going to be Dr. Vincent Williams with the parents. You can, if you want to, finding your passion, why should I love me? From poverty to prosperity, financial planning. Again, we've got change the way you think. You can, if you want to, find your passion, becoming a model, beauty and the beastly bully. Just so many awesome, awesome workshops for the children. And it's all right there on the website. Again, we need volunteers. We desire additional people to serve as volunteers. We don't need. We're looking for people that would like to serve the community. Money or monetary donations are always welcome. You can sponsor several children. The tickets are only $5 a piece. So if you got 10 extra dollars, that's two children that get to come that may not have been able to. Food and snacks are still something that we could take some help with on that as well. And so, again, it is Loving Me More, I Am Oz, Overcoming Zeros. That's next Saturday, June the 3rd, at Georgia State University at the Student Center East. Doors open at 7:30, and we'll be finished at 3:30. And I think I covered everything, Ms. Nicole, Mr. William. You guys have anything to add on? We got about a minute left, 2 minutes left.
One question. That might be, if a person wants to donate some money or volunteer, exactly
yes.
What you should do? What should they do? What number should they call?
They go on the website. The www.lovingmemore.org, and at the top of the screen, there's home, registration, donate, volunteer, and then there's a press release. So if you know somebody in the media, you want to get that out to. But right under the donate button, if you click on that, you can either buy a ticket, and it'll give you, like, the different quantities. You can put in your own quantity there. Or if you just want to donate, you can put in your $1,000 or your $5,000. You can put it right there, and it'll come straight to Family Dynamics Foundation. It is tax-deductible because the organization is a 501c3, so consider making a donation to Family Dynamics during your company's giving process. I forget exactly what that's called. But so any other questions or anything else we can bring up to clarify?
Well, this has been great, Sandy. Yes, ma'am, this has been wonderful. I think that we're going to
have
a great turnout.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to it. And Mabel, it's going to be so good to see you again.
I'm looking forward to meeting her for the first time.
Yes, yes, it's incredible. It's incredible. I'm just grinning over here. So, look, everybody, we love you. We love you. We appreciate you. And we pray that you have the best week of your life coming before you. We'll see you next Tuesday right here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We love you. We appreciate you. We bless you. And, again, our goal here is to give you all the tools that you need to live a well-balanced life. Good night, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Good night.